Get on the Sue. Don't. Yeah. Oh, I just want to relax.
I've had my first fruit of passion fruits this year. After about a year and a half, the first year don't go like you say.
Well done.
Now the time. Now that I've just about all dropped off, is this the time to cut it all back and or wait a little bit?
Yeah, no, it certainly is. Now, beginning of September, they're just starting to shoot away. You probably find the buds starting to come. So cut. You can cut at least a third off, Tony. And if it's a young plant, you're just fine. Just shape it. So at least a third if it's really bushy. But don't go – well, you can go harder, but it just takes longer to come back. So,
because I made a little thing over the top of the – next to the pergola.
Brilliant.
Cut it off, you know, so back a third. Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, you can do maybe a little bit more. Beautiful.
Yep. Okay, thanks so much.
Good on you, Tony. To Fred in Bedford. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Carl and Sue.
Hello.
So with I've got bleaching in my brickwork and a bricklayer I know, not bleaching, leaching.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
All the whites coming through and a red brick fence.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's suggested to use household bleach. And I'm a bit concerned because I've got quite a pretty garden and I'm a bit concerned about the plants.
I would be too, definitely. It knocks the plants around. Oh. It will knock the plants around. That's just the salts, the lime and everything that's coming out of the bricks, isn't it? Eventually it settles down, doesn't it? I think. Or is it 50 years old and it's still coming through?
It's the other way around, Sue. It's the fence has been there 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, and so it hasn't settled down.
It's starting to leach in the last couple.
Okay, I would be... The other thing I'd be really worried about, anything acid, bleach, copper, anything like that, knocks the plants around. So you have to really cover the plants over. So you can put light bleach on it if you're worried about it, but make sure the plants are covered over. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just try one pillar, I think, and see how that goes.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to... stump you, I hope.
Oh, here
sure
we go.
Will.
The first chance. Our first chance with 14 minutes to go. Give it to us.
I don't want
to
play.
Come on.
Don't want to play?
Come on. No, right. I do.
Throw the towel in.
yeah, that's it.
No, Sue, variegated Rafus palms.
Yeah.
What do you know about?
I think I've only ever seen a photo. I haven't seen one in real life. I'm sure. Tropical palm. Have you got one growing?
Someone's at your door, Tony. You better go and get your door.
Yeah.
Yeah, off you go, Tony. See? I got you out of that suit. Tony's got someone at his door. I can hear ding dong. G'day. No, sorry, that was Fred.
Fred,
that
yeah.
Was, sorry.
You just
sorry.
Got rid of Fred.
Sorry. Fred, I'm sorry, but you need to go and answer the door. Harry's in Ocean Reef. Hello, Harry.
Hi, Kyle and Sue. How are you?
Hello. Well, thanks.
Look, I got a couple of 4-inch trees on a raised bed.
Yep.
And I was editing them the other day, and I found grubs. My question is, you know, how damaging are they to the plant?
Okay, what type of grubs? Can you explain them?
They were like a white, curly one with the brown head, sort of thing.
Yeah. So were they around the root system, or were they actually on the tree?
No, they were inside the soil, so I would say around root
system. In the soil, yeah. So what you'll find is that's the larvae of either the African black beetle or another beetle. Sometimes they can eat a few roots, but on an established tree, not the end of the world. You'll find a lawn can cope with over 100 larvae per square metre before it causes a problem. So a few of the larvae of the African black beetle isn't going to cause a problem. You'll find if there's a lot, yes, lots and lots around. When I say lots, you'd need about 40 to cause a real problem. But otherwise, other than that, no. They are cyclical, so you'll find they're there, they'll hatch, the beetles will go, and then they'll go somewhere else.
All right. It's not established tree, it's just a one-year-old orange, you know, that I planted.
Yeah, usually I think you'll be fine. If there's only two or three, that's not the end of the world.
Yeah, okay. Yeah no problem. Yeah. All right. And I'll try to stump you as well.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Pressure. Yeah.
What do you know about sapodilla trees?
Sapodilla trees, not very much.
All right.
Are you growing them?
Yes, I got one. I just wanted to know, you know, how to take care of them.
I know how to take care of them, but But because they are a more tropical plant, you need to really keep the cold off them and the wind. The easterly, sorry, not the easterly winds where you are in Ocean Reef, but the sea breezes will be causing real problem. So that and that salt will really be knocking them around.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How old are they?
That's a couple of year old.
Yeah, they got knocked around leaves, or are they looking not too bad?
No, no, it is growing quite well, and it has tolerated the winter as well.
Yeah, good, because getting it to actually fruit, that's going to be the other thing. That's going to be the second challenge, but let's get it growing first.
Yeah, okay.
Well done, good stuff. Well, it is a long-lived evergreen tree native to southern Mexico, Central America and the Caribbean, that particular plant, Sue. I do know that. I just went on to Mr. Google and he told me that. It's 10 to 3.
Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
Do you want to look good and feel good this spring? Well, you can with the House of Wellness. This week on the show, Kelly Landry is back with her beauty break, everything you need to look good. And Gerald Quigley will take your call to make sure you feel good as well. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, every Sunday morning at 7 on 882 6PR.
Did you know that Bethany can help you live well at home? For people over the age of 55, Bethany is ready to support you with home nursing and personal care services today. Bethany's respite and domestic assistance help make life a little bit easier. And our social centres across the Perth metro area help seniors connect with the community, share interests and catch up with friends. Get to know Bethany. Visit us at bethany.com.au or call 131 151.
The key to a beautiful garden is having the time and energy to look after it. But that can be difficult with work commitments, not to mention running a household. Luckily, the team at Weeding Women are here to ease your to-do list. From pruning and weeding to planting and mulching, the ladies at Weeding Women care for your garden like it's their own. Their regular maintenance service is the answer. If you want a clean and tidy garden, the whole family can enjoy. Visit weedingwomen.com.au.
Jim, we got a major problem, mate.
What is it?
We've won that building tender.
That's good, isn't it?
Well, it is, but we start on site next Friday and we need 2 site offices, 1 lunchroom, a sea container and enough toilets for the boys. Can you solve this ASAP, mate?
I can solve that in an instant.
At Instant Transportable Offices, we have the solution for your next project. From transportable site offices to quality, fast-built custom designs, all available for hire or purchase. We can also deliver within 24 hours. Solve it in an instant. Visit instantoffices.com.au.
I'm a digital radio. To help explain why it's time to update your old radio, with me is my friend Digital TV.
Hi.
There you go.
Remember when us TVs went digital?
Everyone does. Get to the point.
Suddenly, you got lots more channels for free.
Yes.
Well, it's the same with digital radio.
When you buy a digital radio, you can get all your favourite stations, plus up to 30 extra ones, playing all kinds of music, live, sport and talk.
That's pretty great.
It's really great.
All you have to do is head into your nearest retailer.
Or check out digitalradioplus.com.au.
And upgrade to digital.
Emergency Denture Repairs and Dental 777 provide a complete service for all your dental needs. General, cosmetic, implant and prosthetic dentistry. EDR manufacture affordable dentures and implant dentures on site and do emergency repairs while you wait. They offer rebates from all health funds with up to 80% rebate for HBF members plus. Call 9382-2222 to book with an EDR or Dental 777 surgery today.
Now on 882 6PR, this is Carl Langdon.
Now we're going to, please, if you are in the queue here, we've only got a couple of minutes to go, so we want you to be really fast, succinct, and ask one question. Maria in Dianella. Hello, Maria.
Yes, frost has taken out my daughter's frangipanis about 6 inches off the tops and also sweet potatoes.
Yeah?
Does she cut it off or leave it alone? I said leave it alone.
If it's been chopped off, you can just chop it off to clear it up and then let it shoot away. But with a sweet potato, do you want to grow some?
Oh, she's got them grown, but the sweet potatoes got bombed out too.
Oh, from what?
Frost.
Oh, the frost. Don't worry. It will shoot away again. It will shoot away. Don't worry about the frost has been really heavy. They will shoot away. They look terrible at the moment, but they shoot away beautifully. Just put a mulch over the top.
Thank you, Maria. Let's go to Tony in Banjup. Hello, Tony.
Good afternoon, Carl. Good afternoon, Sue.
Hello.
I've got a question for Sue. I've got a fig tree in Greenhead, and it won't fruit. It just sort of fruits, but it goes all puffy.
Yep.
And you can't eat the figs.
Yeah.
Can you help me with that?
Did you plant it, Tony, or did it appear?
No, I did plant it.
Yeah. Did you plant the variety? Because if it's a seedling one, it doesn't fruit. It's a wild fig. Have a look at the leaf and see if it's very lobed and different to the other ones because they don't fruit. The other thing that can happen is that you need the fly for it to set to pollinate when the fruit sets. And if it's a variety in greenhead, you should be able to grow figs like weeds in greenhead. No problem at all, particularly if it's a little bit protected. Should have no problem.
It gets the fruit. It gets the fruit. The figs are quite
tough,
puffy.
Hard.
They go like very dry inside and they're very puffy.
Yeah, yeah. Either they're not being pollinated by the fly, that happens, or it's a seedling variety. Now, you know by the leaf. If you want to send me an email, I'll be able to tell you if it's a seedling one straight away by looking at the leaf. So you can email us at weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au and then I'll be able to tell you with your phone number, I'll be able to tell you what it will look like.
Beautiful, Tony, and we will hear Sue with Darren DeMello bright and early on Saturday. Now, Penny and Kalamunda. Hello, Penny.
Hi there. I've got a tropical-looking plant. I don't know its name. It's a bright, a maroon red, but it's getting knocked about with the wind and it's getting very, very torn.
Yep, yep. Is it a big, wide leaf or is it a very long, strappy leaf?
Long, strappy leaf.
Yeah, it might be a cordyline. Or a could be one of the particularly the wide ones. It could easily be a cordyline, I'd say.
It's not a cordyline because they've got like slim leaves.
Some have got wide leaves. Some of the broad ones have got a wide leaf. And when I say wide leaf, it could be 10 or 15 centimetres wide. No problem at all.
Nothing. Oh yes, it may be.
Yeah, they get knocked around by the cold terribly. Yes,
so they should be undercover.
Yeah, definitely undercover. Yes.
Yeah. And then what makes it worse is even in a tunnel, if you like, you've got the wind.
So transplanted, and it transplants beautifully, but they hate the cold, as you know. So you'll need to put that in somewhere it's getting sort of winter sun.
Penny, sorry to cut you off, and to Sash and to Scott, what we'll do is we'll pass on your details to Saturday morning, and hopefully from Marangaroo and Averley. There's a couple of calls to kick us off on Saturday morning. Sue, we're out of time.
Take care.